Welcome to the Brain Fox Podcast. I'm Ed Rand.
I'm Brett Johnson.
I'm Audrey.
That's Audrey.
And in case you're wondering.
We were.
You guys.
Who is that?
We I'm were Audrey.
Just wondering.
She's.
Ed.
Come Audrey.
On. I know. I've known you for like 10 years.
I know. And I just sometimes I wonder who you are.
Oh, is it because my hair's up?
Sure.
Sometimes when I wear my hair up, people tell me that I look like people that they know. But I don't get that when my hair's down.
They're like, you look like my friend Audrey. Like, I'm Audrey.
That's me. We have been friends, Ed, for 10 years.
But when your hair's down, people just don't even notice.
Right.
That you're somebody else.
Right.
We have a very special guest. And frankly, I hope she wasn't made to feel uncomfortable with that little pre-exposition there. But I'm psyched to have her. She's one of the most desired after costume designers in the Northeast of the United States.
And I need help with Halloween.
Yeah.
And so we're looking for Halloween help. We're, you know, right next door here to Halloween headquarters,
right.
Salem.
I thought you meant Party City.
No, Party
City. Hometown of Halloween.
Oh, that is the purchasing headquarters.
But right.
The hometown Halloween, Salem. So it's just really cool to have her here with us.
It's timely.
It's extremely timely.
Yeah, how appropriate that we had her.
Really good that she
Halloween.
Was free. I know she's very busy.
She's really, did I say the D word yet? Did I say desired?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, she's
That's
really
the D
desired.
Word?
Yep. In this context, the D word is desired.
Got it.
And let me introduce her right now.
Please do.
Put your hands together for
okay.
Suzanne Marie.
Suzanne, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on, Suzanne.
Yes.
Let's get right into it. I know time is precious. Especially with the clock clicking and ticking now as we lead up to Halloween.
As clocks do.
As Ed, please, don't start when we have a guest, okay? He does this to me sometimes to kind of like throw me off a little bit.
Do you want me to costume analyze you? Is that what you're asking for?
I didn't even know you were going to offer us that service because I know you charge a lot for that.
I was going to say.
Well, I was thinking that just this once I could probably offer my services
to you. So that people would kind of get an idea of what it's like if they come
in. If you need any more consultation after this is over, it will be an additional fee.
Naturally. Wait.
By additional, you mean there's a fee for
the
this?
The first fee.
But she's waiving it.
She's making.
I see her making the receipt and the invoice right now.
I'm
but for her files,
right? But it's like a zero.
Right,
she'll
zero it out.
Yes,
her
absolutely.
People. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, I had questions. I mean, I want to talk to you, but
let's jump in.
Don't let us stop you. If you want to just lead off with a costume analysis here.
All right. Well, I'm thinking for you. No, I know you're probably the type that would want to go kind of the Ninja Turtle nostalgic route. And I just want to let you know that that's not a good idea for you, for your type. You need to go with something a little bit more now.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah. You would do better to do something that's slightly ironic, but not too ironic that people will roll their eyes. Mm. I'm thinking, you know, a Tim Russert.
Okay, yeah, a zombie Tim Russert?
No, just Tim Russert.
Well, so like alive, living.
People will not be expecting that.
Yeah, he definitely won't get any.
How would
eyeballs.
You? Okay, fine. First of all, thank you.
Yes.
How would you recommend I signify that I'm Tim Russert instead of just a schlubby guy in a suit, you know, wearing an MSNBC pin?
Mm-hmm. Well, you would certainly have to do your hair away. We sell wigs, or I create wigs out of my LLC, Susie LLC, costume design. We sell wigs, and I have the perfect one.
Great.
It's specifically late 90s, early 2000s television broadcaster hair.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool.
And I think that if you wore that, it would instantly, you'd be recognizable. I mean,
as Tim Russert as a television news broadcaster?
He could sell
as
Tim Russert, yes.
What I like about that is I feel like that costume has got legs. Like you could wear that to a work Halloween party.
You could definitely walk around.
You could wear
it,
you know,
it's
on a parade. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Nobody's mother is ever going to think that you're doing something inappropriate.
Right. Mm-hmm. But if you wanted to, you could add, you know, an axe in the back. Could you do that? Like Denton Russell?
No, you can't.
Yeah.
That would ruin it.
I feel like she would have said that if that was a good choice.
No knife, nothing in the back.
Okay.
He died of natural causes.
Do you think the Russell family would feel inappropriate? Do you think the Russell family would find it inappropriate that me playing?
No, in fact I've asked them for their permission before creating this costume.
So you have exclusive rights to the Tim Russert. I have exclusive
rights to the Tim Russert
this year.
So is that maybe why you're pushing it right now?
Well, I have rights to other things as well, but okay. I think Tim Russert.
She could be pushing
Russert,
something else just as equally.
I just think I have, there's at least 10,000 things that I have copyright.
It's amazing.
Written.
All right, I want another. I want a consultation.
You want a consultation?
I'm dying for one.
All right,
yes.
Well, let me just think. What are your? What's your number one favorite food?
Wasabi peas.
That's perfect. Because I was thinking that you should absolutely not be a geisha. And I know that that's what you were thinking, but that is just done. That is just done to death. I know.
I had a silk bathrobe and everything picked out.
If you have a silk bathrobe, burn it.
Burn it. I've actually already burned it. I burned it before we got here.
So I can't do anything Asian.
I'm thinking,
like,
no, nothing.
I can't go as like sushi, you know, roll or.
If you want to go Asian, you have to go to an Asian that nobody expects it to be.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's just done.
Yeah.
You know, I would recommend actually for you maybe going for, do you ever watch The Mindy Project?
Yeah.
You know the actor that played her brother on it?
Yeah, I know what he looks like. He's pretty cute.
I would recommend going for that costume. I have that right, those rights, the Mindy Project brother.
So I would go as an Indian man for Halloween.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't have to say you're an Indian man. People would get it.
Yeah.
Would you have to say I'm the brother from the Mindy
Project?
People
would know. People would know immediately. What about people? My costumes are that good.
But I've never seen the Mindy Project.
Yes, but when you see that, you'd think –
But you know, she's, you know what the Mindy Project is.
Oh, she must be some sort of, you know, brother. Indian from on TV. And by judging by the look, it's probably like a sibling to a main character.
Brother. Brother, more specifically.
Mm-hmm. I have just the thing for you. It's a sharp jacket.
Okay.
How do you recommend she makes herself look masculine?
She doesn't really have to, as long as she wears the loose fitting.
Does the character have, like, facial hair or anything?
No, he just has well-coiffed hair.
Okay.
Well-coiffed Indian hair.
So.
And I guess I have, you know, athletic masculine build.
No, it's not that you're masculine, because he's very slight.
Okay, so I'm like a slight Indian man with curly hair.
He doesn't have curly hair. He has coiffed hair. It's
like the disguise aspect. I got to give that to you. That
people
I'd show up at a party and be really
it.
Yeah, and wouldn't know that it was me.
That's right.
So
My costumes are not just for the shock value. They're for the lifestyle that you can live while you're experiencing
what does that
the
mean?
Costume. So you can just be who you've dressed as.
Right, and it's not making a big splash, you know.
Right.
Like I could just be Tim Russert.
Yes, you can.
So,
if you want to. But I don't know why you would ask such a question.
For someone who's designed costumes, really? A lot of people want something that has shock value.
Yes, but they're wrong. Okay. That's not what Halloween's about. Halloween is about wearing things that are classy, but also identifiable, but only a little identifiable. Do you see what I mean?
I do. Yeah, I think I get. I mean, I do like that part of costumes where they don't have to be something like bulky that you're like wearing.
Oh, I'm like,
I'm a
sugar daddy.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Interestingly enough, I do have the rights to sugar daddy.
But I was actually going to ask you. So far, all of your recommendations have been people. I'm like, are you just totally against human as object costumes?
No, certain objects can be done very well.
Can you give me some of these?
You just have to put a hat on.
Can you give me a couple examples?
Yeah.
Well, definitely Twizzlers. I have the exclusive right to Twizzlers. Not all flavors, only the yellow ones.
Oh, what those is are that? The worst ones.
They're delicious. They're lemon flavored.
They're all
I believe.
Okay. Yeah,
I've never seen
that. That actually sounds kind of good. I don't like the cherry ones.
They're quite good. And nobody else is going to be dressed like a yellow Twizzler at Halloween. So
and all you have to do is put on a hat.
And there's a hat.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's
does the hat read "I am a yellow Twizzler"? That is like
you know
a baseball
what?
Cap.
You know what? You kind of have a future in this because that is exactly what it is. It's just a hat that says "I'm a yellow Twizzler," and nobody. I mean, maybe if you want to, you can wear a pin.
I'm a little underwhelmed by that.
No, but the yellow Twizzler part is intriguing.
Yeah.
People are going to ask you. Yeah. I'd be like, what is a yellow Twizzler taste
what
like?
Flavor
you could be
are
like,
you? Yeah, yeah.
Kiss this.
Yep.
Right. It does sound a little suggestive.
I like the dirty costumes.
You don't, No.
The real slutty ones.
Oh, you're wearing a hat and nothing else.
Yeah, right. And yeah.
And I'd be like, look at my yellow Twizzler.
I do offer, we do have a custom design, custom line of pasties and leaf-shaped objects that are flesh-colored.
Oh, so you could be Adam or Eve.
That's what I want.
No, so you can be naked without having to be grotesque.
So, nudity is grotesque. Have a leaf-shaped, flesh-colored objects.
A flesh-colored leaf is just pretty gross. That's grotesque to me.
It covers everything that needs to be covered. That's how privates are shaped.
Which leaf is it? A maple leaf? I'm just kidding.
I can't believe you're asking me this question on that short amount of time we have before I start billing. So
because you could go so far into it.
Yeah, I could.
Well, let's not.
Would you like to move on?
Suzanne, I would like to move
on.
Susie, I have a question.
Yes.
Who would you love to put a Halloween costume on? Who is like your number one dream client?
Well, Amy Winehouse was, but she died.
Mm. Moment of silence.
I was...
MOS?
So I was thinking that maybe if I could have designed for Amy Winehouse. I mean, I have sketchbooks of this in my house. And I was thinking I would make her costume Amy Winehouse, but zombie Amy Winehouse before she died. I mean, so it was really sad when she did die.
So do you own the rights to her life?
I don't. I do own the rights to her death, though.
Her death, yes. The zombie version of her.
Yeah. But I don't recommend. I still think that's not quite tasteful yet. You have to wait at least 10 years.
So if she's not, so then who else then? Now, who alive?
Who alive? If I could dress somebody who's alive up, Tim Gunn.
Do you have a costume in mind for him?
Mm-hmm. It would be a suit with angel wings.
That's adorable.
Just like he could wear his own suit or be
another one
a
that might be
suit.
Tasteless after he's dead.
But he's
I guess it's not tasteless.
Well,
it's making him an angel.
He would wear his own suit. It's just it's a custom set of wings.
Ooh,
that would fit perfectly on his shoulders, his distinguished shoulders. They would be there's a slight glitter to them. They look a little patchwork because obviously some designers put them together and maybe they didn't really know what they were doing because they're just designers that have.
Oh, I see. Yes, yes,
sort of
like, so meta.
Sort of a make it work.
Right,
make it work. And he's also going to hold a hammer.
Why a hammer?
Is that like a Thor thing?
Because his angel wings are broken, but he's going to make it work.
With a hammer.
Oh, man. I really like that.
Yeah.
So could I dress as Tim Gunn with angel wings holding a hammer and say, run around screaming, make it work? That'd be funny.
It would be a stretch.
I like that.
Yeah, I know. It's just, here's the thing. Costumes can only be used once. Then you have to retire them.
Per season.
No, once ever.
So if Brett Wen is Tim
Russert. No one could ever be Tim Russert. That's part of the reason why it's still available. No one has ever dressed as Tim Russert before.
Wait, and I think Audrey's going to ask, like, so if I go to a party in this costume, can I wear it to any other Halloween costume?
Go to another party as Tim Russert.
You could. You just have to make sure that nobody will be the same. And there's a 10-day expiration period. You know, once the Facebook pictures goes up, That's it. Then you can't wear it anymore. Once a picture has been taken and posted online, you cannot wear that costume ever again.
So how many costumes would you say you've designed and are therefore no longer
usable? Probably 2 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you've been doing this for a long time.
My whole life,
It must be getting harder and harder to think of.
No, I mean, as you can see, I still have a really large repertoire.
There's nothing visible that's signifying that.
Well, I've just came up instantly.
You seem to be drawing a lot from television.
Well, I can branch out of television. I have musicians.
She's Amy Winehouse.
I have Twizzlers.
What about him? Can we move on to his analysis?
Oh, yes, Ed. We want to make sure he gets consulted while we're getting this for free.
Right.
Yeah. Pet Rock.
Okay. That seems slightly insulting.
It's not insulting at all. It's everybody loved pet rocks.
Right. How would I dress like a rock?
I can't believe have you seen a rock? Because that's exactly what the costume looks like. It's just a...
Is he wearing a boulder? Is he inside a boulder?
No, you foolish man. It's a...
You asked me, you said, have you seen a rock? I'm like, yeah, they're made of rocks. They're not made of costumes.
It's a pet... All right, here's what it really is.
Okay.
So you cut out, you get a map. And you
a
cut
map?
Out, yeah, a big map.
Okay.
Like one you'd put up on the wall. And you cut a rock out of the map. And you glue it to yourself.
Oh, Iraq.
And then people say, well, yes, but you would say Iraq. People would get it if you wrote, I am a pet Iraq. Also, I have hats that say that. So.
A pet Iraq?
Mm-hmm.
Wait. But that's but pet Iraq. It's totally different from pet rock.
Yes, but maybe it's saying I misspoke. Like pet I miss and I rock.
I misspoke the first time. It was pet Iraq. I pet rock. I've already used, and that's long gone.
So now we only have pet Iraq.
So is it like
rock.
A commentary on like global politics with like it's, Iraq it's, being our a it's, state.
It's certainly less insulting.
I don't like to say that I am a political person, but yes, this is my way of giving my message to the world.
That's how you know it's a Susie LLC's signature.
Susie Marie, Susie LLC.
Susie LLC Costume Design.
Costume Design. Thank you for saying the whole thing, .com. That's my website.
What are you going as this year?
Funny thing you should ask. I am going as you.
That's quite
You're
a compliment.
Going as me?
Yeah. Yeah,
Do you have some mannish bulky clothing?
Well, I have a trunk of it in my car.
And you put your hair up?
I'm gonna put my hair in a giant bun on the top of my head.
And just talk about wanting to be slutty all the time?
Yeah.
You got it.
Are mm-hmm. you gonna carry around like a Brain Fox microphone or anything?
No. I don't have the rights to Brain Fox.
Just the rights to me.
Just Audrey.
Just the rights.
I did. It was in the contract you signed when you allowed me to have you. I don't know if you read the fine print. It said I could have costume rights to any of you. So Just be aware.
An Ed Rand costume would be awesome.
It's not quite time for Ed Rand costumes yet. Okay. It's probably next season.
Maybe when you die.
I think that there is potential there.
So is him being Pet Iraq?
Pet Iraq.
Is that actually what's most appropriate for him? Or is this just your way of getting a political message out there and you don't think he'll push back?
Well, I just was thinking that somebody has to wear it.
So I'm just like your throwaway.
Well, I just thought you have so much potential to be anything.
That you're just going to make me be someone who wears a t-shirt that says, I am a pet.
It's a map.
It's
not wearing a map.
You said to glue the map to your t-shirt.
You know what? The other alternative, my other vision for this costume is that you wear a leash. And you get somebody.
Still
you get,
a little insult. Oh, for you, the pet part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not quite as blatant. If you want to get a little bit more... artsy fartsy,
sure.
Because that sounds like it'd be a couple's costume.
Yes, but you don't need a couple because that's the thing. Nobody's petting Iraq.
As in, like.
So he'd wear an Iraq map, a map of Iraq. Mm-hmm. I feel like I can't even say it now because I'm thinking about it.
It's becoming
and
like not
Ed
a real word.
And then Ed would be a pet with a leash, so it would be pet.
And it's
Iraq.
He would be dressed as Iraq. And you've scribbled
Iraq.
Onto the Iraq. Cutout.
Yeah.
He scribbled something onto the cutout, like, I am Pet Iraq?
No, not if he has the leash. There are two different versions of this costume. It depends which party he... What kind of party are you going to go to this year? That's what I really need to know to finalize my design.
What kind of Halloween parties are there?
Well, there's bobbing for apples, and then there's ones with ladies with apples.
And then there's daytime parties and parades. Sometimes there's nighttime parties and benders. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a competition. Like, you know your costume has to be really, really, really mm-hmm. solid.
Sometimes it's just a karaoke thing
right,
at a bar.
Right, exactly. Somebody's birthday that mm-hmm. falls maybe like
that
the day
one.
Before Halloween.
It's somebody's birthday.
I'm going to a birthday Halloween
there
party.
That's
go.
Perfect.
There
you
go.
You're going to want to wear the t-shirt version.
Of the pet Iraq.
Because people won't be expecting you to be in a costume at a birthday party, so if you wear a leash, they will think that it's a little bit...
kinky boots.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that is a pretty good costume mm-hmm. in case you're not supposed to be wearing a costume.
That's what all of my costumes are. If it's a,
it's true, actually.
It's a party where you don't... You're not supposed... You show up and nobody else is in a costume, you can just say that it's the way you dress.
Like, if you're like, hey, I'm just somebody who tapes on a cutout of Iraq to my chest and writes, I'm a pet Iraq, and has a leash around their neck.
No, she said to not go
no
with
leash.
The leash.
No, leash.
Well, but she said all of her costumes kind of do this. So
most of them do. Most of them
with slight
do.
Modification.
Like me with a wig, you know, like totally normal. No, I'm not in a costume. I'm just wearing a newscaster wig.
I'm just getting ready to do the news.
Mm-hmm.
After this party. Yeah. About the party news.
You get it. I mean, everybody appreciates a funny wig at a party.
That's true.
Whether it's a costume party or not.
Can you give us what's one of the best, what's like its tip? What's like one of your top costume tips?
My top costume tip
for our listeners, or something that we can take home.
All right, my top costume tip.
Top
tips with Susie Marie LLC.
Costume design.
Costume design. The number one tip for costume maintenance and confidence in wearing it,
mm-hmm.
is that you want to make sure that you spend probably an hour before you put it on just staring at your costume while you're naked. Just stare at it.
Do you have to be naked?
Yeah.
And what does this do?
It helps you to visualize yourself in the costume so that you really become a part of the costume so that when you wear it, it's not, oh, it's a costume. It's a part of me. It's what's covering me. You know?
Interesting, because I would think you put the costume on and then look at yourself, like, in the mirror.
No, you probably shouldn't look in the mirror before you go. You should probably just put it on and go. Yeah. you don't want to see yourself and think, that's not me. You want to think, I am me.
Now, where my costume is just a T-shirt.
And maybe a hat.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh. The hat, certainly. If you're going with the T-shirt model, mm-hmm. you're going to want to wear the hat. It's a little more expensive, but I think it's worth it.
Well, I think I missed that. What's on the hat?
I thought it was a rock. I thought the hat was a real rock.
No.
Did I make that up?
You made that up.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry.
I might. You know what? I'm going to use that for my when I have the rock wrestling costume. It's gonna have
the wrestler,
Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
I was thinking about Kid Rock.
I don't
too.
Have the rights to him yet. Kid Rock is very
tricky. Because you could dress as a baby and a rock. Kid Rock.
That's just, no.
I think that's really funny.
Don't try to be the costume designer, Audrey.
I think it's interesting that you acted all incredulous at me. Mm-hmm. As being like, haven't you ever seen a rock? Like, duh, you know what it looks like. And then you end up meeting the country. I think it's just.
I know, but you watch the news, you've seen what a rock looks like. It's mostly sand.
Mm-hmm.
And Humvees.
But none of those elements are incorporated into this costume.
Yes, but...
They're implied with the map.
Absolutely. Ed gets it.
That's why...
He does get it.
That costume is for Ed.
Yeah.
Any other top tips? Maybe like maybe your second top tip?
My second top tip is...
Because the first
is,
one it was...
It was great. The second one is you have to make sure that you eat breakfast the next day while wearing your costume. Because that really is what solidifies that is your costume, is if you keep it on when no one's around.
After you've worn it all night.
Mm-hmm. You want to just keep it on a little longer.
Fall asleep in it?
Definitely sleep in it. Or don't sleep in it. Just make sure sun comes up and you're still wearing it. Eat breakfast.
Take it off. Never wear it again.
Yeah, that's my question.
You discard it. You can put it in a...
You're never planning on wearing it again. Why do you need to wear it for breakfast?
Because you want to have one last bonding session.
And the morning
before
after really means a lot.
Right, because... Exactly. You want to spend time with it.
You don't want to kick it out after
absolutely.
The party.
That's rude. Yeah. That's rude. You want to spend time to get to know it, you know, and really embrace it before you junk it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Embrace pre-junk.
Mm-hmm.
Susie, can you want to plug anything or sort of where people can find you?
Yeah. If you want to find me, you can
or online.
You can read my live journal. It's Susie Costume XXX. That was because I was making 20 costumes at the time, and I was, you know, times 20, and I did it in Roman numerals. I thought it was great. I came up with it.
I would think it would be 30, though.
No, it's times. It's times 20. The first X is a multiplication X, and then the two next ones
are 10. Is that the same as an X on a keypad? Yeah. I feel like my multiplication times when I'm doing it on my phone is different than
I first came up with it. It wasn't a phone; it was on internet.
Okay.
It was on a PC. Because I've had this since I was very. I've been doing this.
And what is it, Susie Essman XXX?
Susie
Costume
XXX.
Okay. Live Journal. This is the livejournal.com/user/. That.
Okay, cool.
And so I keep up my blog about costumes. I give you tips.
You
could ask me questions about it, and I will give consultations once people provide me with their PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I have an Etsy store. I don't know if you've experienced my Etsy store. It's Susie Marie Costume Design LLC.
Mm-hmm.
I sell everything on there. I also have recently gotten into furniture remodeling, so that's also a separate store.
So for the rest of the year.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Do you make them over into costume furniture?
No, it's just regular furniture.
Oh, okay, that's a great costume idea, though.
To be furniture?
Yeah.
But then people might sit on you.
Proving how great a costume it is.
I'm going to just look
if someone
life.
Sat on you, you'd be like, wait, this is me.
But
and
Ed,
be like,
I thought
wow,
you said you didn't
awesome
want to
costume.
Wear a costume that was like took up a whole bunch of space.
I think
if you're like a sleigh bed. you're gonna be carting around a whole bunch of.
But if your plan for the night is to sit in one spot and drink,
yeah, you could just be a chair.
Is a great costume.
That's great, or a refrigerator,
and
have all the beer in you.
I feel like
it must feel good to know like other people can really come up with as good or maybe even better ideas.
No, no, you know what? Those aren't great though, because if you go to a party and you're dressed as a chair, people are going to think you're not creative. And you are not making a difference in this world. If you go as Tim Russert or Mandy's brother, Mindy's Project's brother, or
a pet Iraq,
people are going to know that you're serious. You mean it.
I guess that's the most important thing.
Yeah. You know what?
The Halloween.
That's exactly what Halloween is about. It's about making social statements and thinking outside the box and dressing like people who
from television
and you want to have breakfast with
people that you want to spend the next morning
time.
With yeah you know what
what
thank you for asking me
oh,
what
you're welcome.
I was waiting for that I just think that in the world of costume design and not mm-hmm. costume stores there's a lot more to it than just the surface stuff that you've really touched upon. I feel like you aren't giving me enough credit for what I do.
That might be true. I think it's probably because
it's hard to, frankly. I'm sorry, go ahead, but these costumes you've mentioned are some of the laziest.
Hold on,
I'm sorry. Okay,
let me come to
maybe
her defense
just,
for a second.
Just the Iraq one. I apologize, Susie. So that one, the Iraq one, just
we she is operating under different circumstances than us. We all say I could use a costume that I used 10 years ago and try it again, and she will not. She's about 2 million costumes that you've made and can't reuse.
Yeah.
So you've already used up all of the classics.
That's true. That's very, very, very true.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
You
it's
don't
like,
want to go
like over population of Earth. You know, like only so many years can go by that there are costumes to be done that mm-hmm. are exciting.
Mm-hmm. You were probably really good at this when you first started.
I feel like that wasn't a compliment.
That was sort of shade, Ed. That was some shade.
He means you still are, but you probably weren't natural at the beginning.
I've always been a natural. I continue to be a natural. I think people are just getting a little more jaded and a little less open to new ideas.
Yeah.
And a little bit less
and they probably
impressed.
Watch less TV than you do.
I don't know about that. I watch probably two television shows. And
it's the Mindy Project.
Yeah.
So if you are interested in any of the other characters from either of those
they're probably
those
already
things,
been done.
Not all of them.
But Mindy.
Mindy Project has new guest stars every week, and I continue to come up with great gems.
Like this new guest star from this week.
This past week, it was James Franco, and I have worked on his. It's Dr. L is his character name, and what you do for that costume is you wear a big L and a stethoscope. You dress like the letter L, and people will get it.
I feel like dressing as James Franco would be way more interesting than dressing as Dr.
L. Have you ever done that one?
James Franco?
Has it already been used? Is that why?
James Franco?
Yeah.
Everybody's used James Franco. The costume?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Are you making any appearances we can plug right now or just
online?
Yeah,
the Home Shopping Network didn't pick me up this year, but they have like a sister channel. It's the Home Shopping Network's sister.
Okay.
And
HSNS.
Yep. And I'm on that. I'll be appearing at 2:30 a.m. on Sunday and 4 p.m. on Monday. I can't remember the dates. I just know it's a Sunday
that's
in my and it's
Halloween's Thursday.
It's
so
actually after. It's actually going to be after Halloween, but it will get you prepared for next season.
Right.
For people looking to jumpstart.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the people I find that are most open to my
of
ideas.
Of course.
The people who are willing
grab
to.
That up so
people,
then, if, you know, James Franco,
people who want a
you want that in October,
a
you're like, uh-uh.
Late.
Yep. That's right.
So
your Dr. L costume.
Yeah.
Would be for next year.
Yes. It will still be relevant then. People are going to be talking about the Mindy Project and James Franco's cameo for decades, I'm sure. It was memorable.
That's and good. If not, you'll just have to do a little bit more explaining about what you're dressed
never
as.
Explain.
Never explain?
That's the third top tip. Never explain.
Never explain what you're dressed as?
That's correct. You should always assume that people know what you are.
Play to their highest intelligence.
But what if they say, I have no idea what you are. What are you?
Then you say, use your brain.
Okay. And then they're like, oh, I got it. You're a jerk.
And then if that's what they think you are, then that's what you can
And you're like, yeah, I'm the Steve Martin character, the jerk.
Oh, have you done that one?
I did, yes, and many, many years ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That would be a good version.
It was Steve Martin.
Mm-hmm.
Himself in the movie.
And then he got that idea from you.
Yeah.
Susie, these top tips have been fantastic.
Thank you.
The costumes have been something else.
Mm-hmm. I know. Yeah, thank you for having me. I mostly have enjoyed everything I've shared with you, and I you're welcome to contact me at any time, SusieLLC@gmail.com.
And tell me how my costume of myself goes on you.
Well, you're going to have to see it. I'm inviting you all to my Halloween party.
Really? Thank you, Susie.
Is it required that we wear the costumes that you just described for us?
No, but if you come in something else, you will have to take it off. That's the only rule.
Great. I'm on board.
Should be a happening party.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah. I agree.
It's perfect. I'll send you the Evite.
Thank you, Susie. Thank you for coming on.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Check out more at our website, itsbrainfox.com. We got videos, YouTube.com/itsbrainfox. Is that the correct?
YouTube.com/itsbrainfox.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay.
Send us an email. itsbrainfox@gmail.com. And for the last word, we'll go to Brett.
Winehouse.